disconnect here is that many security administrators are really more focused on the network and not so much on the applications connected to the network.
Good day, and welcome to another HIMSCast podcast. I'm Bill Sawicki, Managing Editor of Healthcare IT News, a HIMSS Media publication. Today, we'll be focused on security, specifically security vulnerabilities of the ubiquitous web apps in healthcare. A web application takes advantage of standards developed for browsers to deliver information to users or other applications. Most of the processing tends to happen remotely, and the user's browser is used to display the results. One advantage of the standards developed to support applications and web browsers is that they now also are used for mobile applications and other modern technologies. My guest today is Johannes Ulrich, PhD, Dean of Research at the SANS Technology Institute. The SANS Institute was established in 1989 as a cooperative security research and education organization. Welcome, Johannes.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Okay, so we have a lot to discuss, so let's begin. First, where are web application technologies in healthcare, and what do they enable?
Well, they're really everywhere. They're not even just in healthcare. They're everywhere in business, everywhere in your personal lives. In healthcare in particular, you may, for example, find them in patient management systems. And that's, of course, where all of your crown jewels in some ways are located. All your billing information, billing systems with insurances are using often like APIs that are built around these technologies. APIs being these application programming interfaces that are often used to enable things like, for example, mobile applications or just the automatic exchange of information. You also find web applications sometimes in devices. That's sort of part of that IoT, Internet of Things problem that, of course, goes way beyond healthcare, but it's in particular critical and important for healthcare when you have things like pumps that inject medications and such being controlled with these standards. So that's really, where you find web applications. Yeah, and also, actually, another important thing is for remote access. You may have heard of Citrix Zelle VPNs, that sort of a technology that's quite popular in a lot of healthcare environments to remotely access systems. And yeah, again, that's where you find these technologies and with that related vulnerabilities.
So web application technologies are all over healthcare. What kinds of security vulnerabilities come with them?
There is this Open Web Application Security Project. That's a group that identifies the top vulnerabilities in web applications and also more recently in these APIs and such, and or web services, sometimes called. And really, those top 10 that they established, well, they fit right into healthcare. But there are a couple specific challenges when it comes to healthcare. For example, one big thing is access control authentication. You typically authenticate to a web application. You have to log in, and then you have access to data in the web application. That's the access control part. Well, in healthcare, you often have that difficult path between availability and access control. Basically, how do I actually protect the integrity of the system and the confidentiality of the system? The way I always put it in class is if you collapse in the hallway of a hospital, the next nurse that finds you, you want them to have access to your data. You don't want to have them worry about the 32-character random password. So you have to find this very careful balance between giving access to the people that need access and restricting it from people that want to abuse that access. So finding out in healthcare, it's not easy. It's difficult. Then encryption of the data. Once the user actually then has access to data, doctor's offices, for example, you often end up with little servers that are located in doctor's offices that are physically not that great secured. Now, doctor's office, typically in like some little strip mall office or something like that, well, there's something that's being broken into. And with that, healthcare being lost. So healthcare data being lost. So that's a sort of one. Usually, actually, the break-in doesn't happen for the data. It happens for any drugs or so that someone may think that are in that office, but it gets lost with that. And then simple phishing. If I need access to a doctor's data or to the doctor's account, well, just tricking the doctor or some worker in the doctor's office to give me access by giving me their username and password. Often, of course, these people are not technologists. They're not that up to date with what's possible, how these scams work, and that's why they fall for it. So these are sort of just some of the basic vulnerabilities that sort of keep showing up when it comes to web applications in healthcare, and the list goes on from there.
So you say security administrators in healthcare need to understand these vulnerabilities, but often do not. What's the disconnect?
Disconnect here is that many security administrators are really more focused on the network and not so much on the applications connected to the network. Part of the disconnect is sometimes skills, where just from the upbringing of, like, if you're a young, fresh security administrator, you're often more focused on things like firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and network items. They're easily centrally managed. Applications are hard because now you have to understand, how do applications work? How does these standards work, like the HTTP, JSON, REST, all of these sort of standards we have to exchange information in these web applications? Understanding them is hard. They're ever evolving. If you don't have sort of a developer background, that's also more difficult to understand what the vulnerabilities are. I sometimes say, particular security ministers, they're kind of nice people. They sometimes don't think evil enough. They don't understand what someone could possibly feed to that application to make it misbehave.
Okay. So, on another note, what are some of the ways security leaders at healthcare provider organizations can overcome the security vulnerabilities of these web application technologies?
I think in part, it's first understanding what these web applications do, figuring out where they're located. That's another problem. Like, often they sort of sneak in with, like, a device. Like I said, some kind of medical device you purchase, it may have web application embedded in it without really advertising that it is a web application. So just figuring out what's there, trying to understand it. Education is a big part of that. Learning how these standards work, how the vulnerabilities work, and how to recognize those vulnerabilities. From a management point of view, a lot of this also is then pre-purchase. So you basically understand when you are purchasing the application that it has to go through a security review, that some of the security properties of the application have to be sort of part of a purchase contract. Because what I often see is people purchase these fairly complex applications. They then find vulnerabilities and then the vendor says basically, well, they're not going to fix it, or it's going to cost you that much money to actually fix the application. And that, of course, is, if it hasn't been written sort of in the contract from the beginning, that's not going to happen. It's going to be really, really expensive at that point.
One more question for you today, Johannes. What would be the most important piece of advice you would offer healthcare CISOs and CIOs about web application technology security vulnerabilities?
Understand the application and really facilitate the connection between the security team and the team that actually created these applications. Of course, tricky. They're often not part of your organization. They're often vendors that created these applications. But by facilitating that connection, you enable the security team to actually ask questions if they see some of these applications misbehave, or they don't quite understand, for example, the logging. So really, as a leader in organizations like this, facilitating these connections, I think, is probably going to make the biggest impact longer term, and just helping a security team with whatever you can to basically understand these applications.
Well, that's it. That is this week's HIMSCast podcast. I'd like to thank my guest, Johannes Ulrich, PhD, Dean of Research at the SANS Technology Institute. Thank you, Johannes.
Thanks for having me.
And to all of our listeners, stay tuned. Another HIMSCast will be on the way soon.